Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Part of the Manage Drinking Time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Quick time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and as we do often today, we toast irony. Let's begin with the story of Cleveland Browns' new quarterback, one Deshaun Watson. Now, he was recently suspended for 6 games, might be suspended for the entire NFL season. Why? Well, this follows 24 lawsuits accusing him of sexual misconduct during massage therapy sessions, specifically massage therapy sessions. Like, that's his thing, mm-hmm. apparently. And in spite of the accusations, Cleveland picked him up anyway, signed him to the team. But guess what else is coming to Cleveland? Where Deshaun Watson is. From August 24th through the 27th, Ted, I know what you're thinking. There's no way it's the massage therapist convention coming to the city of Cleveland. But guess what, Ted? You'd be wrong. It is, in fact, the massage therapist convention coming to Cleveland, August 24th through 27th. Yay. It's just how they... Look, they planned that long before he got signed. It's just how it worked out. He won't be there, by the way. Mm-hmm. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw a hell, could you please, everyone, how Profile This is played.
Sure as hell can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, fat holas.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with Bite Me today.
Just eat it.
We go to the fine state of Virginia, where a shopper at a store was taking a bag of popcorn with a hole in it to the front of the business when something poked its head out from inside of the bag. Kimberly Slaughter said she was at Shopper's Value in Kenbridge, Virginia, when she noticed the bag of popcorn had a hole in the upper right corner. Quote, as soon as I went to put the bag in my basket to take it up front, because, you know, they can't sell it, the thing popped out, and, you know, I was like, oh, well, hi. Well, photos that she posted to Facebook show the thing in question was indeed a living creature. She said the creature exited the bag, moved around her cart, and then went back into the hole into the bag of popcorn. The manager of Shoppers Value there, Brian Stanley, he said the creature was removed from the store by an employee. Quote, we have no idea where it came from. We're investigating, trying to find out where it came from, but we have no other indication that there could be others. The question is, what is the creature that popped out of a popcorn bag, moved around this woman's shopping cart, and then went back into the bag of popcorn? Was it a frog, a mouse, a snake, or a roach? Frog, mouse, snake, or roach. One of those four things popped out of her bag of popcorn. before going back into the... And I can't blame it. Popcorn's delicious.
Well, it's probably the frog or the roach, because the snake or the mouse, that would really freak her out. What do you guys think?
Right, there's a hole in the bottom of the bag. This thing pops out.
Right.
Moves around in her cart and then goes back in.
Goes back into the hole, yeah.
Maybe she just froze, but I have a hard time seeing a frog or a mouse getting into the bag, whereas snakes are so, the way they can move, I could see the snake get out, wiggle around, and go back to the bag of popcorn.
Ted, you're going snake?
I think I'm going snake. It's been a snaky day.
Okay.
Anthony, a lot of snake talk.
Anthony, what are you thinking?
Snake talk.
It could probably be a mouse, though.
Could be.
Well, could be any of them. I'm just saying I have a hard time seeing the mouse jump back into the bag.
I'm going to go with a mouse.
Mouse.
Anthony, I'm joining you. You know why? Because a mouse has teeth, and the other three don't. Therefore, being able to enter said bag and make the hole.
Right.
We're going to find out what popped out. Was it a frog, a mouse, a snake, or a roach next?
That was a tease.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
5 minutes category and profile. This Virginia woman went to get a bag of popcorn there at the store, and an animal popped out of a hole in the bag. Then it ran around her bag for a little bit and went back into the hole. Was it a frog, a mouse, a snake, or a roach?
And Anthony, that is the very question that we posed to you. You and Miles Montgomery decided that you're going to take a mouse. Well,
yeah.
Ow. It's very reasonable.
Ow.
But in this case, it was not a mouse. Now, Ted, you went snake just based on the fact it's been a snaky day.
Well, and the fact the snake can get back into the bag.
I cannot believe that happened. I cannot believe you're right on that.
What were you and Anthony thinking? When's the last time you saw a mouse vertically jump?
When's the last time you saw a snake, like, run back to where it came from?
That is weird. To me, the thing that I thought would throw everyone off was the fact her response, as she explained it to the press, was, oh, well, hi there. And you're right. Most people, if a snake pops out of somewhere.
Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Maybe a mouse, maybe a response. Frog.
Yeah, like, I just imagined this mouse just like testing his vertical to get back in the bag. That's what I was like, snakes are the only thing that seem like they could get back in there.
So think about this, man. She grabs this bag of popcorn, just to take it up front and say, man, you can't sell this. The snake pops out. It's in her grocery cart. She watches it slither around her grocery cart. Yeah. It goes back into the bag of popcorn. She's still like, cool. Hey, man, there's a snake in a bag of popcorn.
Where was it at again?
Somewhere in Virginia. Hang on. It was in Kenbridge, Virginia.
Oh, I just know, like, sorry, if I'm in Kenbridge, I got to go to a different grocery store. Mm-hmm. That one's full of snakes.
Full of snakes.
I don't understand.
Everywhere you go, snakes.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices are the Jimmys. Jimmy Kimmel had a guest host.
I saw where it's David Alan Greer tonight, but I don't know who it was last night.
All right.
Do you know who it was?
Well, I don't know who was last time. I know who it is tonight and tomorrow.
No, you're right. I was like, oh, it's David Alan Greer. And then I'm like, no, it's not.
Well, it wouldn't be from last night, but it will be tomorrow.
Maybe it was David Alan Greer.
Could have been.
Seth Meyers.
Maybe it was.
The writer. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Larry?
Here's why I throw the title. All these guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Due to record high inflation, more shoppers are buying used yoga mats. Mm. Oh, damn it. Buying used yoga pants. Lots of people said that's gross, then went back to reusing sweaty yoga mats at the gym.
I'm saying that Deeds has Smith or Fallon.
Fallon.
Deeds has Smith.
Fallon. Sorry.
Due to record high inflation, more shoppers are buying used yoga pants. A lot of people said, that's gross, and then went back to reusing sweaty yoga mats at the gym.
That is a great point.
That's why I thought it was you. Usually you come up with those kinds of things like,
But it's the truth. Like, if you go to a gym and you do anything on a yoga mat, like, you just kind of wipe it down when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that happening more and more, though. At least people are not just hanging it back up.
Oh, I always had to wipe it down, but I'm a sweaty beast in there.
Welcome back, sweaty beast. Good to see you, man.
Sweaty beast!
A buffalo charged and seriously injured a Kansas sheriff. And when reached for comment, the buffalo did in fact admit that he gored the sheriff, but he did not gore the deputy.
Foul. That is Seth Meyers, because you would never say buffalo.
Mm.
Smith! Oh, get out of here.
And you said buffalo.
You said buffalo, the joke?
Hits him with the okey-doke.
Golly.
We studied the game film, and Ted came out with, like, they're going to know us.
That was a brilliant deflection.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been setting, look, that's the sluggo route right there, boys. Sluggo. I've been setting that up
for years.
Violates the fourth quarter. You know what, DK? Hit the go.
I feel it's more like every piece of film I watch, man, he's a right-hander. We go to box, he comes out southpaw.
Right. When did he learn that?
You son of a bitch.
Ferrari is recalling nearly every car it has ever sold since 2005 over possible brake failure. Thousands of men were like, that was close. My midlife crisis was almost an end-of-life crisis.
Fallon.
Yeah. That's Fallon.
Ferrari is recalling nearly every car it has sold since 2005 over a possible brake failure. Thousands of men were like, that was close. My midlife crisis was almost an end-of-life crisis.
I'll tell you what. You get
17 years to figure out, like, oh, every car we produce might have a brake problem.
Yeah. Well, if you watch F1, you've known that this year. Their engines don't even work anymore. Also, if you have a Ferrari for a midlife crisis, I'm like, all right, that's pretty top-notch. I feel like the Corvette.
That's more of the everyman's.
Or a motorcycle.
But if you can afford a Ferrari, like, this ain't a crisis.
Yeah.
It's just midlife.
After 7 years, Domino's Pizza has closed all of its locations in Italy. I expected Domino's in Italy to be closed in 30 minutes or less.
Myers.
Yeah, Seth.
It's Jimmy.
Well, get this. After 7 years, Domino's Pizza has permanently closed all of its locations in Italy. Seriously, I'd expect the Domino's in Italy to be out of business in 30 minutes or less. Hey.
It is funny. Miles and I were talking about it yesterday. And, like, you're right. It does seem odd. But also, I was saying, like, Domino's is just so ubiquitous throughout the world. Like, I'm almost, I get it. It's the home of Italian food where the actual pizza started. But I'm still kind of shocked. Like, I don't know, man. It seems like Domino's shows up and it works.
But I would say, I would argue it like this. You are 100% correct. Up until you get to Italy, it would be if some of the
Taco Bell opened in Mexico.
Or a fat, right. Or
all right, that's fair.
Fast food barbecue opened up and came out of Italy and they go to Texas. Like, oh, really? It failed? They didn't want to go there? You know, you're right, man. All the time I spend in Mexico, never seen a Taco Bell.
Well,
I've seen every TGI Fridays.
I love Taco Bell.
I do too.
I just should not go to one in Mexico.
You can't, you'd have to call it something different.
And,
you know what I mean?
Dude, my buddy in England, he was saying he was shocked how, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken was like a big deal.
It is.
Like, even some of the, like, posh people or whatever, it's like a giant deal. More, so finally, they spend way too much money. It's during the pandemic and order some. And he's like, hey, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah. I mean, they have more locations in China than around the world.
Yeah.
But I would go to a KFC in Kentucky. I know that sounds.
I know what you mean. I don't know that people in Kentucky have the same pride behind it to say do the Derby.
No, you're right. I mean, look, it depends on the fast food joint, right? Everybody in California loves In-N-Out. If you're in Texas, you love Whataburger.
Because they're also they're limited.
Yeah.
And they know that you can't necessarily
get
there.
Thank God In-N-Out is now based in Austin. Makes no sense.
All right, so speaking of Texas, right? Chip and Joanna Gaines, they basically put Waco on the map with their HDTV show, fixer-upper.
They put it on the map in a positive light.
Correct.
Right. Right, but I know what you mean. Yeah, people want to move there now and all that.
Right, because Waco, honestly, until David Koresh or...
I've never heard of it.
Right, or Baylor University. Yeah, yeah. Those were the only two things I knew about Waco, Texas. So their show debuted in 2013. Now,
is that it? God, I feel like it's been on so much longer. All right.
Now, I always find it funny when these happen in these type of areas as opposed to major cities.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're being accused of forcing longtime residents out.
They didn't force anybody to do anything.
So here's the deal, right? They got their growing Magnolia Empire. Waco's becoming a big tourist attraction. Some of the people visiting are deciding to stay. So the property values are going up, which is driving up property taxes to the point where some people can't afford to live there anymore. A lot of renters are being pushed out, too, so landlords can cater to tourists. Look, I get it. If you live in Waco, and here's the deal, right? The average household income in Waco is just over $40,000.
Right.
And more than 25% of the population lives below the poverty line.
But you're also making people aware of this place. So if you watch it on TV and you go like, I could live there. This is affordable to me. This looks like a great town.
But
whatever
you
got
to understand, but the perspective of people that live in Waco, they're not trying to be a big city. That you don't live there because you want the metropolitan lifestyle. Like if you chose to live in Waco, it's like, this is the life I want.
You're working for Baylor.
You know, so right, teacher, it's just a different kind of thing. I mean, I get it, but it's like, it's just one of those things like, look, guys, I hear you, and it sucks. And certainly, if you live in the Seattle metropolitan area, you can relate to what they're saying. The only difference Seattle has is like, right, you also have Amazon or Microsoft, so you know people are coming in. Waco, I feel like if you live there voluntarily, that is the life you want to lead.
It is. I guess, as somebody that just always lived in major cities, I just kind of find it ironic because it's like, it happens in major cities all the time, right?
Sure.
And people always get priced out like this. I mean, Seattle's crazy expensive.
Insanely expensive.
But I find it funny when like, so then people move out, and then especially with the pandemic, a lot of people that don't, you can work from home and stuff, were like, yeah, oh, we're going to move way outside the city and live in these small towns. But then I have friends that live in smaller towns, and they go, yeah, but like the couple down the street, like they can't afford it anymore. I'm like... Look, I don't like it. I'm like, well, welcome to what we're all dealing with.
Right. I don't know what the answer is, but I would say, like, in a place like Seattle, we also understand we have industry. So that kind of thing is inevitable. Waco, it'd be one thing if some new major money-paying entity moved there, but it's like you said, if you're living on 40 grand a year on average, right, that has been good for you. And in a place like Waco, that should be good. And now you guys are making 250 and buy a vacation home that they're in 6-7 months out of the year. I get it, but it's like, hey man, there's two
guaranteed things that happen as far as living in a town of real estate. One is being a state capital based on state government. So no matter what, that money is always coming through there because you have government. Same with Washington, D.C. The other is a land grant institution or a university. Pullman exists for one reason,
right,
and it's not farmland. It's because there's a university there. Morgantown, West Virginia, where I'm from, exists for one reason. They have a... Trust me, they get a lot of money from the parents of those students to pay for those educations, which is an endless supply of money.
The schools do.
So that is the industry, though, that keeps those towns rock solid.
But one of the differences, how many people that went to Morgantown, West Virginia, stay in Morgantown? You can go to UW, you might stay in the area, and you go like, hey man, they spent the money to go here, but we have industry, we have jobs. You might not want to stay here, but there's no lack of jobs.
The job would be working for the university.
Right.
Like, look, I grew up in College Park, Maryland, right? Mm-hmm. Now, granted, that's different.
Because it's next to D.C.
It's a little, it's a little city, but it's inside the Beltway, it's next to D.C. But the bulk of that university is not kids that are from Maryland.
No, they're certainly not New Jersey.
Not from PG County.
New
Jersey. New York.
Well, that money comes in and supplies, you know, endless employment with everybody from service people to people who do maintenance to people who do everything.
But there's no good paying jobs. That's part of the difference, right?
So, I don't know anybody. I grew up in College Park. I don't know anybody that works for the University of Maryland.
Right, that's what I mean. Those people, most of them come from outside.
Yeah, in Morgantown, you're
most of the people that work at the college, at least on a teaching level, get paid a respectable salary from outside of that. And then a lot of the people, depending on where the university is, they don't stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Raleigh, North Carolina has done well because they started bringing some tech down there because they realized we have three universities. Well, we have two universities of smart kids, and then we have NC State. But either way,
but that's
you know
back.
It's true.
Yeah,
but it's not cheap. But NC State's not cheap anymore.
No, but it's not that. But the idea is they don't necessarily move away.
Correct.
Because we offer jobs. If you go to Austin Tech, right? So Texas Tech, whatever. Or not Texas Tech.
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. Austin brought in Texas. Now those people aren't just moving out. But for a long time, Austin would get killed that all these people went to the school, got a great education, said the last goddamn place I'm going to live is here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also like that show Yellowstone, right?
Mm-hmm.
People love... Look, I watched Yellowstone. Thought it was a great show. But people really like the whole theme of it is that he's got his land and his ranch.
Sure.
He's not giving it up to developers and this and that. But then people that are fans of the show now are going there and buying up the land and taking it. And it's that one's just funny to me. Is it's like, well, wait a minute. You like the show because you like the guy that already has it. Now you're going by, like,
and doing
you're screwing over the real life version of Kevin Costner.
Oddly enough.
I don't know if I'd say screwing over, but you know what I mean.
You're not having the same problem happening in the Ozarks.
No.
Popular as the show was.
Nope. That's exactly right.
Oh, Ozarks is wild.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, people aren't dying to move there. They go, that's a great show.
Yeah, no one goes, I want to go to Baltimore because of The Wire.
Right.
They don't bless you.
Different.
But you'd be shocked how many people, like, I think, honestly, like, the Lake of Ozarks, like, they, and it's a summertime destination.
Yeah.
There is a lot of people that had never heard of it, and it started going.
Ah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
If you like meth, where would you vacation?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
If I like weed, I'm going to go to Jamaica before it became legalized. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You want to go to the home where your stuff is.
Yeah.
Go to Columbia if you like the yay, you know.
I thought you were saying Columbia, Missouri. It's like, there's probably meth there, too.
Oh, no.
let's see. Fred Savage. Remember, he was producing and directing ABC's reboot of The Wonder Years till early May when he was fired for, quote, allegations of inappropriate conduct. I can walk you through all the stuff, but several unidentified women spoke with the Hollywood Reporter about what went down, and this kind of sums it up. They said Fred shows, quote, absolute perfect best face to actors and executives, but crew members and other employees who didn't have any power on this set often saw a darker, angrier side. As one woman put it, his eyes would go dead. Then I guess he was kind of like verbally harassing some people. They're saying he had a weird thing with some other, like a younger woman on set. Like to the point of like bringing her gifts, talking about their future together.
Oh, wow, dude.
This is not a hit job. This is him being a creep.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it's a hit job at all. I'm just saying like that's why people from the set. I mean, look, if people prey on people for anything, and let's take like this is kind of a serious one. But, you know, it's when people say S rolls downhill, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, right, it's that prime example of like, right, well, none of the actors on the show are going to say anything because he's the producer and being all nice to them because they're the actor.
Paid, yeah.
But he's just crapping on people that work on the set or being creepy with girls on the set, which also just sucks because you're like, you're Fred Savage.
You're supposed to be the nice guy.
Yeah, from the Wonder Years.
It's almost like if Ralph Macchio, you found out, was just a creep. You'd be like, what? Come on, man.
Yeah.
The Karate Kid.
And you already have a built-in go-to that you know, you're not even good enough looking really to sustain, but you got it. It's like Mick Jagger.
He moved this one girl into a house he was renting. Keep in mind, Fred's 46, married with three kids.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
No. No, it's not.
I'm married
just
with
funny.
Children. I'm going to invite someone into a home that's not the main residence.
Yeah, but it's also just like that thing was very hush-hush. We heard he got fired, then nothing else showed up about it. So now, finally, like, some of the women on set were like, all right, here's the deal. Nobody else is going to talk to you because they were fine with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's see. You got the MLS All-Star game on tonight.
Nice.
You want to check that out. Your MLS All-Star is taking on the Liga MX All-Star. So then, Miles, you mentioned earlier, but, Jimmy Kimmel, the guest host, will be one of Thrill's favorite people that he knows personally.
Oh, yes.
David Alan Grier. Hey.
Yeah, we had him in studio one time.
Yeah. Got an interview a little
second
better.
Time you'd met him.
But the first time he remembered. Bet you remember my ass now.
You remember.
Thank
you, Tim. We really appreciate that. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman is arrested after throwing a raw steak at her partner of 20 years.
Meanwhile, at a Bay Area funeral mass, a fight breaks out among family instead of tears. Man arrested in India because his singing was so bad. A video from a Little League baseball game will not make you sad. And a Georgia school goes on lockdown because of a handheld massager.
Mm-hmm. Time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Out of time, sir. We're going to Florida for another food fight. A woman and her husband of 20 years got into a bit of a squabble at their home that boiled to the point that she had had enough. Seeking to end it then and there, she armed herself with the rarest of weapons, an uncooked steak.
All right.
And she threw it at the man. Unfortunately, it missed, hitting his chair and eventually the wall. She admitted to throwing the steak at the man and is now facing charges.
She's facing charges for that. Yeah. You threw a steak and you missed.
Florida, man.
I know.
And they got into a fight to the point to where she threw a steak at the man.
A raw one.
So, yes, I can fathom him calling the police because she threw a steak at him. Because she's mad enough to throw a steak.
Hey, weapon's a weapon.
For real. You couldn't find anything else. Like a TV remote or a coaster or a pillow. You had to ruin a steak.
I feel like I'd throw a steak before I'd ever throw my TV remote.
Really?
Steaks, okay. Yeah. Steaks come and go.
Yeah.
Steaks come and go. That remote
I'm just
is
saying, like,
there
I'm just,
to stay.
I don't know why, but like, it's like I could still walk up and mess with my TV like by hand. But
I just feel like 10,
but
20.
If I didn't have my remote, I'd be like, what in the hell?
So Ted did a message. I'm going to throw something at you. Hold on.
Give me a second.
I don't want to throw the steak. I don't want to throw, you know, I'm going to throw, man, what about this burrito? It's only half. You know, I'm throwing leftovers at you.
There you go.
I'm throwing leftovers.
Bingo.
I'd throw some turkey.
No, oh. I would throw vegetables. Because they mean nothing to me.
Well, yeah. You're
that's
right.
Why you go with the thing you like the least.
So
right?
I'd throw a coconut.
Why do you have a coconut on hand?
So he can throw it.
That's right.
Oh, this ain't for eating.
It's my throwing coconut.
Nothing.
Don't throw something at your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yes. Don't do it.
You know, you just call it a throw coconut.
Even a feather pillow. Don't do it.
It's a bad move.
No, if feather pillow's heavier than a regular pillow, man.
If you're throwing something, that's established, is this truly worth, like, is your life in danger to the point to where you need to throw something at this person?
You know what you do? You ball up a piece of paper and throw that.
There you go. Call it good. In other news, a false alarm in Georgia was caused by an interesting object. Police got a call from a concerned parent in the middle of the day saying that their student was at school and witnessed a fellow student with a firearm in the bathroom. They locked the school down and checked the situation out and did find a gun. A massage gun.
Have you ever seen one of those?
Yes, I have.
Apparently
one.
They work.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, they're awesome. Like dum 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 dum.
Yeah.
Dum,
yeah. They're fantastic. My cat loves
like
to interrupt.
Like a bad knot or whatever?
Yeah. My cat likes to interrupt it so I can buzz it on him really quick. He
all
loves
right.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
Gets your own.
He loves it, man.
Mm-hmm. Of course he does.
It ruins my time, though.
Don't film it, though. You might get arrested for a weird video.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a good point. What is Mike doing? Mike Hawk massages a kitty.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Fluffing the kitty part, too.
Watch my kitty purr.
So you know how much money you can make?
Sore kitty.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a massage
like clicks
gun.
Clicks alone, man.
Late night kitty. Late
early
night
morning kitty.
The student in possession of it copped to the misunderstanding. It's like,
yeah, it's a massage
yeah.
gun.
Yeah, it's a massage
right.
gun.
Like, I'm sore.
Sorry
I play
that
sports.
I caused a concern here. A Little League game between Texas and Oklahoma teams is the latest scene of good sportsmanship. In a video that's going viral, we see an errant pitch strike one of the players right in the helmet. The player was a little shaken up following the hit, but was uninjured thanks to the protective gear. But the wholesome moment comes after they got to first base. The camera is on the hit player who appears to be talking to the pitcher before heading over to the mound, where we see the pitcher even more shaken up about what they had just done. The player embraces the pitcher, letting them know that they're all right and there's no hard feelings for the hit. It's a great
when it's not, you know if it's intentional. Right. It also, wasn't. And when the pitcher breaks into tears.
Because it's Little League.
There's a good chance he was not trying to hit you.
Right. These are kids, they're 12. They're still doing weekend sleepovers
you know what?
With their friends.
Exactly, don't give him credit. Those are crocodile tears.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm throwing on. Like he felt bad because he thought he hurt him.
Yeah.
And it was his responsibility not to.
Exactly.
I mean, like any pitcher, you feel bad.
You got to put it over the plate, not on the guy's head.
But he's 12.
Right. So it scared the living daylights out of him. Like you said, he thought that he, you know, because the player was kind of writhing on the ground there for a hot second because I don't care helmet or no, it freaking sucks to take a heater right to the head. And
it's
so
almost
he was,
like that's why you have the helmet.
Right. And so they were laying there for a second, just kind of taking it. And so this pitcher thinks that he's just seriously injured this poor guy. But
Yeah.
So good sportsmanship there. I'm glad the player came over and hugged him. Like, we're all good, man.
Yeah.
Actually, what we never heard the audio when he hugged him. They're like,
you son of a bitch.
Hit me again, bitch. I will kill you.
Best watch your back on this next series.
I will kill you and your family.
I'm gonna smoke you, man.
Never throw my head again.
That was good sportsmanship.
It was.
Good coaching.
Good coaching.
And the opposite, Steve Meigs told a story of terrible coaching today on the Megacast.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that sales pitch right there.
When is it available? Out now.
Is it out now?
Oh, yeah.
It's out now.
Available now on Odyssey. Enough of people acting properly. We go to California where police got a call about an altercation. We might have covered this a little bit earlier today. The call was from several witnesses saying that there was a brawl at the local cemetery. What they found was a family of no less than 20 people all engaged in a massive fight during the funeral of their elder family member. The result of the altercation left one injured, one arrested, and about $20,000 in damages. And to add insult to injury, the casket was knocked over in the
fight. There's more to this brother and sister dispute here.
Yes.
Yeah, that probably started early.
Yeah.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. Taryn Daly's up next. We'll see you tomorrow for Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back. Ted's Bean Potatoes with a very special announcement.
Huge.
Tomorrow.
Huge.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for all you to say, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.